The preliminary rounds are underway in this year's Miss America competition, leading up to Sunday night when the next winner will be crowned, and the mood in Atlantic City, tense. Signs were posted across town calling new head of Miss America Gretchen Carlson fake, and a sash was strung around the Miss America statue on the boardwalk that read, "Gretchen sucks." It comes after a year of turmoil in the organization, as well as perhaps the biggest change to the pageant in 100 years, the elimination of the swimsuit competition. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
There she is, Miss America.
The very first Miss America pageant took place in 1921 as a so-called bather's review. It was a commercial ploy by a few Atlantic City businessmen to keep tourists in town past Labor Day. Margot Mifflin, a professor at the City University of New York, says many of the early Miss America contestants saw wearing a bathing suit in public as a form of liberation. It was a way for the women to show their independence by flouting the customs of the time.
They were wearing, at the turn of the century, basically wool dresses into the water, like street clothes into the water. And there were even these devices called bathing machines. They would get in these little mobile units and then they'd jump in so as not to be seen.
But over time, as women fought for more equality in public and private life, the swimsuit competition came to be seen by some as a step backward. What had once been a liberating act for women was now considered an affront to feminism and equality. In 1968, a group of women protested at Miss America, saying it was anti-feminist to objectify the female contestants. One protester's sign likened the pageant to a cattle auction. The swimsuit competition stuck around, but now, 50 years later, organizers have finally pulled the plug.
We will no longer judge our candidates on their outward physical appearance. That's huge.
That's huge.
And that means that we will no longer have a swimsuit competition.
That was Gretchen Carlson speaking on ABC's Good Morning America earlier this year. Carlson is the new head of Miss America and a former winner herself, having been crowned Miss America 1989. She was also recently a host at Fox News, where she sued her former boss Roger Ailes for sexual harassment. She joined the pageant this year after leaked emails showed the former Miss America CEO and other top executives disparaging contestants. Carlson quickly made changes to Miss America when she took over, scrapping the swimsuit section in what she said would be a more modern feminist competition. It was to be a beauty pageant for the Me Too era.
You know, we've heard from a lot of young women who say, we'd love to be a part of your program, but we don't want to be out there in high heels in a swimsuit. So guess what? You don't have to do that anymore.
Some people hailed the changes as long overdue, but almost immediately there was a backlash over removing the iconic swimsuit section. Critics accused Miss America of bowing to the forces of political correctness. Representatives from 22 state pageants, including New Jersey and Pennsylvania, called on Carlson and other top officials to resign. Crystal Lee got first runner-up in Miss America in 2014. We spoke via Skype.
If you ask any contestant in the Miss America pageant, they want to wear that swimsuit.
Miss North Dakota, Cara Mon.
For decades, Miss America hopefuls have strutted down the runway in nothing but a bathing suit and high heels. They strike poses for the judges and wave to the audience. Lee says she understands why getting rid of the swimsuit section might make it easier for the organization to recruit new applicants, but she says she didn't see the Miss America of old as an attack on feminism.
I never thought that by putting on a swimsuit that I was somehow lowering my feeling of empowerment. I felt, if anything, that being in that swimsuit was a choice. Being in that swimsuit made me feel like I get to do something that women in past generations did not have the privilege to do.
The criticism of the new leaders at Miss America hasn't stopped there. Other people have accused Carlson herself of bullying and stealing the spotlight when she took over the organization. The current Miss America, Cara Mund, told NBC she was bullied and intimidated by competition leaders, including Carlson.
I understand that as an organization, they can pick who they want to serve as the face, but at the same time, they can't pick and determine how they can treat their employees if it's done so in a poor manner.
Carlson declined our request for an interview. Whether all of this turmoil inside the organization will sway viewers is an open question. Margo Mifflin, the history professor, says it's hard to know whether Miss America will survive such major changes.
I think this year is going to determine, at the very least, do people want to watch a Miss America where they don't see women in swimsuits? And if they do, what will they be watching for?
Gretchen Carlson wooed the judges when she became Miss America 1989. Now she has to woo audience members from her seat in the boardroom. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.